In a release from Dunkin' Donuts public relations firm Monday afternoon, Kafua Management announced it will withdraw plans to demolish St. Mary the Morningstar Church on Tyler Street. The company's chief development officer, Greg Nolan, writes Kafua is preparing a revised plan that maintains the church building. He adds Kafua intends to donate the church to Pittsfield for use as the city deems appropriate. Earlier in September, Kafua submitted site plans to raise the church and two other buildings on the 2.6-acre property that has been on the market since 2010. The company is under initial contracts with the Catholic Diocese of Springfield for the property, according to Diocese spokesman Mark DuPont. The property has cost the Pittsfield Catholic community $200,000 since shortly after the church closed in 2008. Any money from a sale stays in the local Catholic community. A slew of social media comments followed the news of the planned demolition. About 1,400 people have signed an online petition started by Darcy Sosa aimed at halting the destruction.
I'm sort of in awe that this is beyond kind of the best possible outcome that we could expect. And I'm just enamored by Kafua's generosity at donating the church to the city.
Kafua owns four other Dunkin' Donuts in Pittsfield and all or parts of some 300 stores nationwide. Nolan writes the company is committed to listening to and collaborating with Pittsfield residents and city officials at all times. Kafua plans to meet with the city planner, present new ideas for the site to the public, and pursue the necessary approvals. The company demolished Plunkett Elementary School on First Street earlier this year, where it planned to build a drive-through restaurant. The special permit for the drive-through was denied by the city council, citing traffic concerns. The company is appealing that decision in Massachusetts Land Court. The same type of permit was required for the Tyler Street location. Mayor Dan Bianchi says he has not heard anything directly from the company. Upon hearing the news, State Representative Tricia Farley Bouvier says she is surprised by how quickly the company responded.
It looks like we have made a first step into a possible solution. You know, there's still a lot of unanswered questions. There's still a lot more people to talk to. But the idea that the company is willing to come and be part of the conversation and willing to be part of the solution is really encouraging.
Sosa was involved in a campaign earlier this year that persuaded CVS Caremark not to demolish St. Francis Church in North Adams. She hopes these types of efforts can continue.
Either way, I was hoping that this would be the initial, start of getting the ball rolling to get a preservation society to get not only this church but all the churches and buildings that are add landscape value to the city, to get them repurposed and to find the right buyers for them, and that means working through the city and realtors.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.